Okay.
Now I'm ready.
I'm sorry. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for being here at this off-site meeting. My name is Russ Jeffries. I'm vice chair. Our chair, Jeff Young, is on his way from Santa Barbara. He'll probably be about 30 minutes late. And with that, Mr. Briggs, would you do the introductions?
I'm going to go to a roll call.
Oh, roll call would be nice. Yeah.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
No. It's just, there's no amplification.
Oh, okay.
Just recording.
Russell Jeffries.
Present.
Monica Hunter.
Present.
John Hayashi.
He's here.
Tom O'Malley.
Here.
Gary Shellcross is absent. Jeffrey Young will be here soon.
David Hodgen.
Oh, David Hodgen. Has anybody heard from David?
I thought he was going to be here.
Yeah, we're expecting him to arrive.
Okay, thanks, Carol. That was Carol Hewitt of our staff, our executive assistant. And since this is our unusual once-a-year off-site meeting, and we have several of our staff here for discussion today, I think it would be a good idea to just take a minute and just go around the room and have everyone introduce themselves. So we'll start with Francis.
Francis, you know,
and Harvey Packard, section manager.
Carol Hewitt, executive assistant.
Taya Tryon, senior for the land disposal and perchlorate program.
Dean Thomas, engineering geologist, land disposal unit.
Chris Adair, senior for the underground tanks unit.
Burton Chadwick, lead staff, core regulatory.
Sheila Soderberg, site cleanup program, and Department of Defense senior.
Cindy Jones, administrative officer.
Allison Jones, deputy of site program.
Chris Rose, team DIP program manager.
Karen Lister, senior staff, regional monitoring assessment.
Lisa McCann, section manager.
Angela Schroeder, senior in charge of the agricultural program.
John Robertson, groundwater section manager.
Michael.
Mike Thomas, assistant executive officer.
And I'll introduce the one person that we missed, which is our new senior environmental specialist. Have I got that right?
Yeah.
And Phil Hammer has just accepted the position as of Friday, I believe it was. And basically we'll be backfilling Matt Thompson's position with stormwater program, the timber program, 401 certification. Is that it?
You've got a plate full right there.
So welcome to Phil. Thanks for joining the team.
Great. Thank you.
Where's he from? What's his back?
Pardon me?
Dave Harris.
Oh, we skipped Dave? Well, before we get to Dave, Phil, do you want to give us a little bit of your background, aside from the fact you've been here working in our stormwater unit for the last 1 year, right?
That's right, yes. Well, prior to working here for a year in stormwater, I worked for about 8 years at the San Diego Water Board. Most of that time was in municipal stormwater, heading up the municipal stormwater program as a lead staff person. I also worked in the 401 program and did some CEQA work and some QMDL work as well. So I've got a pretty pretty good base working with the water boards. And prior to that, I earned a master's degree in environmental science at UC Santa Barbara, and I also did my undergraduate work there in environmental studies. And I also had a couple of years of consulting experience working mostly on groundwater cleanup. And I'm just excited to be here.
Thanks, Phil. Where's Dave?
He's stepped out.
Okay, well Dave Paradis is also here. He is... he works with Karen in assisting on our CCAMP, Central Coast Ambient Monitoring Program, as well as lots of other, anything having to do with computers. So I met him at the door this morning. I was the first one here, and he was the second one here. And he said, Karen called for IT help, so he's here. I know he's been trying to get a signal from Mr. Ricks across the street, borrowing signal. And that's it for, And for we have a couple of members of the public that I see, and make sure you fill out cards, please. All right. I'll take them. And we don't have any. We don't have any supplemental materials. supposed to be shocked. That's a first. And the restrooms are right over here. They're Jack and Jill, both of them. So, and there's we have water, ice, and Carol made some coffee. And as long as I'm thinking about it, because I'll probably forget later. Speaking of Carol, she was up late last night with her daughter, working on some wraps and other gourmet goodies for us to have a light snack around the noon hour. And so thanks very much for doing that, Carol.
Sure.
That's it for introductions.
Okay. I think we should thank John Hayashi for bringing the yummy cookies this morning.
Oh, thanks, John.
They stopped me as I was coming in to go to the library.